Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he will work for national reconciliation with Indigenous people.
Today we find ourselves on a new path, working together toward a nation-to-nation relationship based on recognition, rights, respect, cooperation, and partnership.
And what brought about this new path of partnership? I asked Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer.
Well, this arises out of a national government commission in Canada that's run for a number of years. And what the commission looked into was the fallout, the consequences, possible remedies to what people have called one of the darkest blots in Canadian history. So way back in the 19th century, enlightened opinion said that Native people, we call them First Nations or Aboriginal, but Native Canadians should be assimilated. And the way they should be assimilated into white society is you take the children away from these remote, and they were seen as uncivilized, reserves, and you put them into residential schools run by the churches, because that's mostly who did it, funded to some degree by the government. And you teach them English, and you put them through schooling, and you send them out into the world. The consequences of that were horrific. The schools, they started to phase the schools out in the 1970s, but I think the last one closed, I'm embarrassed to say, in the late 1990s.
What are some of those horrific consequences you mentioned, Vaughn?
So the commission, which sat for a number of years, heard from thousands of survivors of these schools. And they talked again and again about abuse, suicide, separation from their culture, alienation from their families, people that were just left lost in this world, people beaten for using their native language, people who ran away. Also, these schools were, because the populations were really concentrated and they were residential in the sense that the kids lived in the schools as well as went to school there, you would have outbreaks of things like tuberculosis. They were not exactly the models of a public health care system. The end result is thousands of deaths. There's only vague estimates of how many people. I mean, thousands, for example, died in tuberculosis, suicide. Some of these schools were torn down, and the burial grounds were plowed over, so people can't even find their lost children. It's a bad story from start to finish. This commission came out with its main findings and recommendations in the spring, and there were 94 recommendations for things that the government should do. The Prime Minister, the new Prime Minister, who just got elected this fall, released the details. So the details run to 6 volumes, 2.5 million words, thousands of more findings, and just stories. You know, I don't know, you couldn't sit down and describe it as comfortable reading. It's squirm-making, but it underscores the need, really, going forward, for more than just monetary compensation, although that's being offered to survivors, but a lot more than that, apologies, and as the Prime Minister put it this week, reconciliation.
Okay, so monetary compensation, I'd like to know how much money we're talking about and any other specific actions the government will take to make this right.
The compensation on this has been going on for a while, and it runs to millions of dollars. Essentially, if you went through one of these schools, you register, you file a claim, there's a judge who vets these claims, and there's a payout. A lot of people who've been through this say that's the least of the issues, you know. It's the lives destroyed, it's the shame, it's all the other things that happened. And that's where you're getting the controversy. So this commission that came out in the spring recommended 94 things up to and including, I think this is, yeah, there was a request for an apology from the Pope because some of these schools were run by Catholic brethren. The controversy is around to what degree can you really redress things that go back more than a century? And to what degree can you go forward from here? It's clearly not just a matter of money. It's a matter of showing respect to Native communities, to treating them on more of what the Prime Minister calls a nation-to-nation basis. But remember, there are more than 600 recognized First Nations in Canada, 200 in British Columbia alone. So think of the challenge of dealing nation to nation when there are more First Nations in British Columbia than there are members of the entire United Nations.
And what's the main objection to taking a whack at that, yes, very difficult task of reconciliation?
Well, there's no objection to the idea of financial compensation and redress where it can be made. There are some criminal proceedings involved, although most of these people are long gone, so that really isn't an issue. I think it's got much more to do with the ambition the Prime Minister has expressed about First Nation-to-Nation dealings with these communities and what that would mean for the economic development of Canada. For example, most of Canada's resources, most of its government-owned land, would be affected in this. So it's not that we don't owe them something. It's an argument over how ambitious we should be in trying to erase more than 100 years of fairly appalling history.
Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer telling you about Canada's history with boarding schools for Indigenous people and the Prime Minister's vow this week to work for reconciliation with First Nations. Now, the United States also used so-called Indian boarding schools. This year, the Seattle City Council passed a resolution recognizing the trauma these schools caused people and calling on Congress to address it. So it's a conversation we may have here.
KUOW is made possible in part with support from listeners like you. Consider making a quick one-time donation of $10 via your mobile phone. It's easy. Just text the letters KUOW to the number 27722. And thanks.